Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NIIT Limited Q1 FY12 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Thadani. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Quarter 1 Financial Results Call. I have with me Mr. Pawar, the Chairman of the company, Mr. Rajendran, Chief Operating Officer, Raghavan, Chief Executive of the Learning Solutions and the career-based learning solutions, and Sapnesh, who is also the chief executive of the corporate learning solutions, as well as my other colleagues here to answer your questions. What I will do is quickly take you through a brief on the last quarter, and then we will open it up for question and answers. Just to put the last quarter in a perspective, as we had discussed not too long ago in the annual results call about 3 months ago, and talked about our strategy of our going forward strategy, and we had talked about the fact that having achieved sufficient progress in improving capital efficiency during last year, as while we will continue on that path, and I'll report to you on that as we go along. Where the focus was on making sure that we improve capital efficiency through release of capital employed in non-operating or low-performance assets. And then the second phase was to reorganize our businesses for improving growth and improving the returns. This quarter, to that extent, has been creating those platforms of growth and ensuring that we are able to experience growth through those platforms. And therefore, this quarter is marked by a growth in volumes, growth in revenues, but given the delivery, readiness, and other expenses that we had talked about, which would be happening in this quarter, to that extent, the benefit in terms of margins is not yet visible. And it is in that context I talk to you about quarter one. But as like always, I will first talk to you about the environment. The environment was fairly positive in this particular quarter, even though the Indian economical situation creates nervousness in many corporates in our particular sector, in information technology services and information technology in general sector. We saw overall buoyancy. Employees were remaining optimistic about their hiring plans. There was strong hiring by employers. We experienced it ourselves. Our placements grew by 28% on a year-on-year basis. Domestic IT projects and domestic IT firms are also increasing hiring, and we are looking forward to take advantage of that for the rest of the year. Our diploma program, which basically gets graduates ready for a job very quickly, is a program which did exceptionally well during the quarter. That's an indication and confirmation of that fact. Banking industry's hiring spree continued, and therefore our banking enrollments were also on a high, and so were the placements. And to that extent, that was a very positive thing. Skills development and education remain high on agenda. We've been engaged with a number of skills development initiatives in various formats, and we are looking forward to strengthening that. So we see the advantage of that. And corporate training spending is recovering. We saw positive buoyancy in the United States, but for us particularly, the issue was the managed training services, where we had built we had got into 6 new deals. This quarter was very engaging for us because we were able to size up those deals in terms of their value, and that is now $110 million, given the 3, 4, or 5 years as the case may be. And the fact that we were able to speed up the execution on of these deals and reach nearly 80% of the targeted run rate. And that came from a strong support from the corporate sector, both in U.S. as well in Europe, because these clients are spread across both those places. So it was in this context that we had the first quarter of the year. The results have been with you, but I'll just take you through some of these numbers very, very quickly. The net revenues grew by 16%. The EBITDA, on the other hand, grew only by 7%. As we had mentioned earlier, we were hoping, or we were actually expecting, the EBITDA to be a little less than this, given the strong delivery readiness and other issues that were involved in this quarter, which I will discuss in a minute. The profit before tax on a standalone basis was up by 69%. The profit after tax, after taking into account the associate profit, was, however, flat, and we will discuss those as we go along. Overall, the contributors to growth in revenues was creation of three platforms of growth, as we call them. The first is what we call the cloud campus, and many of you would have seen the announcements in the newspapers as well as television about the cloud campus. And we, through the cloud campus, the first product that we launched was our GNIIT product, which is GNIIT Digital. We have had a very good response, more than 4,000 enrollments in about 40, 45 days, which is as the cloud campus has been up. We see very heartened with that response. On the other hand, to get this ready is a project which is going on which went on through the last quarter and will continue in this quarter as well. We have now been able to make sure that cloud campus products are available at 50 centers, and we would add many more in the coming quarters. The second contributor to this was banking enrollment, where the NIIT One World strategy of making sure that all centers are able over a period of time to offer all courses, it increased the reach for the banking enrollment, and we got the benefit of that, and therefore there was an increase in those as well. So overall enrollment growth was one contributor to the top line. The second contributor to the top line was the implementation, first the assessment of the deals that we had signed up, including the last one in the last quarter of the year, which was a fairly large deal. And we are now seeing the overall size of these deals to be $110 million. And that would mean a run rate of about $6.2 million per quarter. And in this quarter itself, we were able to ramp up and reach 80% of the targeted run rate, and therefore nearly start getting $5 million a quarter from these deals alone. So that contributed to the growth in corporate learning solutions. And the second contributor was the online products, Element K online products library, which again had healthy gains and in volume terms grew 22% year-on-year to contribute to the overall revenue increase. Now, in this revenue increase of 16%, there is an exchange loss, which we had one more time, this time as well, the negative impact of exchange, which was about 20 million rupees. Otherwise, we would have had another 100 basis points or so of growth over last year. In terms of contributors, as I mentioned, individual net revenues were up 16% year-on-year. EBITDA, on the other hand, was lower than the same period last year, and I'll explain that when I come to individual levels. Schools, net revenues was at 403 million, up 5% year-on-year. EBITDA was at 49 million, again, a little lower than last year, but better than last quarter. And the third was corporate, where net revenues were 1,630 million rupees, which was up 18% year-on-year in rupee terms and 20% year-on-year in volume terms. EBITDA was at 145 million, which is an improvement of 102 basis points year-on-year to reach a margin of 9%. Contributors to this in individual learning solutions was the enrollment growth. Overall, enrollment grew 11%. Career IT enrollments grew 16%, and ILS IT placements grew 28%. School learning solutions, overall, the non-government schools revenue grew by 24% year-on-year. We added 173 non-government schools. Corporate learning solutions, there was a strong volume growth of 21%, which resulted in this margin. But the most important part was the focus on executing the large deals that we have got, and to reach the 80% target of the targeted run rate, I think is what contributed to the growth. And having reached that, given the fact that these are annuity-based revenues, we will continue to have these benefits for the rest of the year and for the next few years, depending on the tenure of the deal. Overall, in our depreciation was higher at 227 million rupees compared to 203 million rupees in the same quarter for the corresponding quarter last year, and this is due to the capital expenditure incurred in getting ready for the managed training services, as well as getting ready for the cloud campus, which, by the way, till last quarter we used to call the Delivery 9.0 project. Now it has a formal name. That was the code name of the project. Now it has a formal name. It's called the cloud campus, and that's what we would know it by as we go forward. In net other income, we had a benefit because of lower interest costs, as the collections were good during the year, and we could get that benefit. On the tax, we had the benefit of some deferred tax assets, because of which the impact of taxation was negative in this particular quarter. Share of profits from associates was slightly less than last year. NIT Technologies results have been with you for the last two or three days, so I'm not going to go into that detail. And that's what the addition of all the impact of all these put together created a PAT of 131 million rupees. I talked about the overall capital efficiency improvement, and that exercise continued. So focus on releasing cash from non-performing assets or low-performing assets. So a huge focus on government collections. We did meet with success. Our debt has reduced to 2959 million compared to 3022 net debt. Our cash flow has improved. Last quarter, one of you had suggested that we should start reporting the free cash flow, and we have started doing that from this quarter. Free cash flow for this quarter was 157 million rupees, and going forward, we will be reporting the free cash flow. Just for comparison's sake, in the whole of last year, the total free cash flow that we got was to the tune of 331 million rupees. Net cash from operations. Net cash from operations was 437 million rupees. The days sales outstanding, the accounts receivables were also at much lower levels, and we added six assets to the tune of 227 million rupees during the quarter. Going down to one level of detail at individual business, in individual learning solutions, while we had a revenue growth of 16% on a year-on-year basis on the back of strong enrollment, 11% growth, our EBITDA at absolute level was nearly at the same level. There were three contributors to this. There was an overall contributor of salary increase, and I just want to remind us, this is the first quarter of the year, and the salary increases come into this quarter, and therefore the maximum impact is felt in this quarter. That impact gets reduced in overall terms because the growth that comes in the next few quarters. So the maximum impact was because of salary increases. Extra hiring was done to look after the delivery readiness for managed training services as well as for the cloud campus. And both these were facts that we had shared with you in the previous quarter's call as well as in subsequent meetings. So this was in line with the plan that we were rolling out. As I mentioned, overall enrollments were up by 11%. Just to remind us that in the first quarter of the year, typically we have been having single digit, 6-8% growth in enrollment for last couple of years now as the economy went through its topsy-turvy time. So 11% growth in enrollment we see is fairly significant and is a pointer. Very important thing is the GNIIT digital response with 4,000 enrollments, we believe, is a good affirmation of the product strategy of Cloud Campus that we are unveiling and have unveiled. Obviously, we also have to work with our student community to ensure that the student experience is in line with the promise that this technology offers. And that's what a large number of people and technology investments and processes has been done over the last quarter and will continue for this quarter as well. We added 6% seat capacity, 8 new centers were added. The other important thing which we would like to point out is the 28% growth in placement, which is a strong affirmation. As you know, last whole year, every quarter, we had nearly 30% plus or thereabout growth in placement. So it was already a high denominator, and to have a higher 28% growth in placements is, I think, an indicator of the preference that the employers give to the NIIT graduates when it comes to recruitment. The other thing is the success of the diploma program. 29% growth in diploma enrollment in this quarter was also an important part of the highlight in individual learning solutions. So overall, in individual learning solutions, the delivery readiness for Cloud Campus to get it going with the first set of students was a large investment. Now the investment and the expense required to proliferate it in the next few set of cities, nearly 50 other cities in this quarter, will be the additional this thing. The important thing which we notice is that the Cloud Campus-based products will give us better margins since, as you know, the courseware is digital, as well as there are other benefits which we'll get from economies of scale. So we are looking forward to better margins over once this whole product settles down. Not only better margins because of the product structure, but also because of better capacity utilization that we would get out of each center, since every center will be able to run every product line of NIIT in ideal sense. Moving on, school learning solutions, reminding us that through last year we followed the strategy of de-emphasizing on the GSA boot module and wanted to ensure that this the part of the business which is very, very capital intensive is kept away from. So as we have been defocusing from there, and we do have contracts running and renewals and repeat orders within that happening, at this point of time, we decided that we would de-emphasize this part of the business, and therefore we saw larger growth in the non-government schools to the tune of 24%. We did add 173 private schools as a part of our overall offering. One significant thing, the second platform of growth for this is what we call the NGuru platform. The NGuru platform is an integrated platform which not only improves the quality of learning experience and is beyond a smart classroom into an integrated offering which improves the learning experience in terms of a student-based lab, teacher support system, the interactive classroom, the enterprise resource planning, as well as the process improvement areas in a school. And that is being rolled out in the new sets of schools that we are now adding. So overall, our schools business grew by 5%. So in this 5%, there was obviously a degrowth in the GSA boot, and that's why there was a non-government part which grew by 24% year-on-year basis. And it is in the same context that we have a margin change as well. And the margin of 12%, while it is lower than the same period last year, I must point out, is better than the same quarter, better than the sequential quarter, that quarter four. And the reason for that is, as the product mix is changing, we are recovering our margin. And that's the same thing is true with the revenue growth as well. Moving on to corporate learning solutions. In corporate learning solutions, the net revenue was up by 18%, as I said. Volume growth was 20%, 21% to be precise. What I want to highlight here is that this business has been accelerating, as you can now see, for the last 9 quarters. Every quarter it has grown faster than the previous quarter. And the second is the two drivers of growth, which is online products of Element K, which this quarter had a 22% volume growth, and the managed training services, where, as I said, $110 million of deals, execution of those stabilized during the quarter, where we are at 80% of the targeted run rate. Obviously, we will reach 100% of targeted run rate in the next quarter or next 2 quarters, and therefore we can see an upswing in revenues as we go forward. Overall, IP-based revenue was 45%, IP-led revenue was 45% of the total. This quarter also marked as a quarter in which we have added a large number of people, the largest actually in the last 5 quarters, that is 277. We added 277 people in this quarter, taking the headcount to 4434. In terms of overall this thing, as you know, the STP benefits in all our exports businesses got over during this year. However, as planned, we have moved to an SEZ for that part of the business which benefits from export, which will have a benefit from exports, and that SEZ facility is also being commenced in this quarter and is being populated in this quarter, and part of the headcount increase would have contributed to that. So going forward, we see 3 platforms of growth which have got launched. Cloud Campus, which will drive the growth of individual learning business. Cloud Campus, we did have 1 quarter of implementation, and as we had got shared with you last call, and I'm repeatedly saying that there is an overhang of expenses as we settle down in the Cloud Campus, and that in quarter one had an impact and would perhaps have a small impact in quarter two as well, but after that we would make up for this in the rest of the year. So in terms of margin, Cloud Campus and NIT One World. NIT One World is an outcome of Cloud Campus when it comes to implementing these across centers, would remain 2 very, very important parts of our growth strategy going forward. This quarter and last quarter, we had phenomenal growth in diploma enrollment and career enrollment, and we want to take advantage of those as we go forward. In schools, our future direction will be to build an IP-based and annuity-based revenue, and non-government schools will be the growth platform. We added 50 salespeople in the last quarter. We would like to add nearly 100 more in this quarter, given the success that we are finding and the traction that we are finding in the marketplace. In corporate, our aim would be to bank on the e-learning products and managed training services orders that we have and the growth that they will cause, while we continue to look for more contracts given the healthy funnel that we have been able to build in this period. So I would like to stop here at this point of time and open it up for question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The first question is on the line of Amar Moria from India Nivesh Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Hello, sir. So first thing I wanted to know, can you give me the breakup of this interest and other income? So what was the, net other income? What is exactly included into that? How much was the interest component and how much is the forex loss into this?
Yeah, I will just tell you. Okay. So net interest income is
-81. That is net interest
income. 84 million were interest expenses, 2 million was interest income.
Okay.
It should be 81.
Okay.
This was as compared to 98 million expenses in the same period last year.
Okay.
So interest had come down.
Okay.
We had some gains coming out of our treasury, mutual fund gains. Foreign exchange gain as reported in the other income was 6 million and there were some other miscellaneous. So total other income was 17 million. Therefore, final impact on other income was -64, which is -81 plus 17.
Okay. So, sir, second thing, when I was in discussion with few of them, with you, there was debt. We are planning to reduce the debt. So,
yes.
did we paid any debt in this quarter?
No, we didn't take any debt. We reduced the debt during this quarter.
Okay. So, how much we are likely to reduce by Q2?
We overall expect the debt levels to come down to, at this point of time, the debt is at, net debt is 2.2959 million net debt. Right. We expect this to come down by at least another 70 crores more during the year.
70 crores. Okay. So
And by the way, over the same period last year, that would be a substantial change. Yeah. So let's look at gross debt first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you see the gross debt, our gross debt last year same period was how much? Last year same period, total debt. So, if you see our total debt, as on March 11, it was 365 crores. It has come down to 352 crores now.
Mm-hmm.
Last year same period, that overall debt was 4256. So over the 1 year period, the debt has come down by nearly 75 crores. If I take a 12-month period, so we are expecting another 70 odd crores reduction during this year.
70. So, sir, how much will be done by Q2? Half at least? By that portion, at least the interest cost should come down?
Yes. Interest cost will come down. The debt coming down, as you know, one of our major sources of debt reduction will be as we gain more success in the government collections, which is where our money is stuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as the money keeps coming out, we keep returning the debt and not invest any more in that.
Okay.
So we'll remain in that.
Okay. So second question is about if I see the revenue for the non-GSA school.
Yeah.
I mean, the per school revenue has declined in this quarter, non-GSA. I mean, why specific like this?
Well,
per school revenue in non-GSA segment.
Per school revenue in non-GSA segment. I mean, I'm not able to figure out how you worked out the average.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to tell you that number separately.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that number right away with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can work that out and give it to you separately.
Okay.
But my gut will tell me that the per school revenue would have been increasing.
Because
we are noticing that in revenue. Therefore, has to notice that in
Or is it because the addition which has been done in this quarter and probably the revenue has not flown for that particular addition?
No, that of course. You wouldn't have seen the revenue for the new orders as yet.
Okay.
Remember, if most of this revenue comes in form of a subscription, which is over a 5-year period, so even though you may add a school now, you will start seeing only, 1/60th of that from next month onwards.
Okay. So that could be one reason, I believe.
Yeah, but we can, rather than guessing, I would rather to give you the correct number and send it across to you or share it with you. Just me.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and then one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one now.
Hello.
The next question is on the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah. See, is it possible to make a general statement that your operating revenue growth will be higher than your operating expense growth in the next few quarters?
Absolutely correct statement. As we had mentioned that in this quarter, the operating expenses will be higher than the growth that you would see in operating revenue. As we had mentioned in the previous quarter. And in each quarter, therefore, you would see an acceleration in that gap.
So acceleration in operating revenue will be higher than the deceleration in the, higher than the acceleration in the operating expenses, isn't
it? Very correct.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
There is also a seasonality to the business, so to that extent, minor adjustments.
But okay, fine.
By and large, that is the direction.
Okay, fine.
And as we had projected that in this quarter, as we implement the delivery 9.0, and we will get the step increase in salaries, and we will get the step increase in rentals. So we would see the larger impact in this quarter than any other.
And a related question. See, your operating expense in the cloud campus scenario is much lower than in the normal case.
In steady state,
okay.
Yeah.
And are you planning to roll out cloud campus in other geography also?
You mean beyond India?
Beyond India or across your various educational processing?
So cloud campus is the backbone of our growth strategy for individual learning solutions business.
Okay.
Given that the following things are happening. One, we are moving from IT into many other domains. So to make sure that there is an expert available on each domain in each center is impossible.
Hmm.
And therefore, if the cloud campus enables us to service every center with the same level of expertise that you would get at any other place. So answer to your question is yes. Second, it's a superior student learning experience. Rather than the contracted hours of a contact that the student gets today, now he gets a netbook, which is special in a certain way, along with a data card and a broadband connection, which allows him to access his teacher, his person he's consulting, his lab, very important, his lab. He can do his lab from his home, and he can get his books from his home. he doesn't get any paper books, and most important, he can access the huge e-learning library we have. And by the way, that can give us in times to come a little bit of upside income as we go along, as people add more courses than what they had originally contracted in the classroom. Last capability, in pedagogical terms, it is a very, very enriched environment because it allows for collaborative learning. People can work in projects on their on this platform. So overall, I think it will give a tremendous tremendous positive to both the student experiences, our capacity enhancement, our capacity utilization, and therefore it will be rolled out globally over a period of time. But right now our focus is on India.
And is the content of the course paperless? I mean, are you saving on paper?
No. So the content of this course, the student has a digital book, which
okay.
means the student does not get issued the courseware. He gets issued instead the computer.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm just saying that whatever expenses you are making, you are incurring in making available the course content in the form of paper books, so that you must be saving, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's why I said our margins will be more. Maybe, Raghu, you want to amplify what I just said?
Yeah, this is the most exciting transformation initiative we launched in the last quarter. Of course, it has taken many months of preparation for it. We're very happy to share it with you today. Students get a 24/7 learning availability, like Vijay said, both the courses that he has to read, the lab access is pretty much in his network. He can also access labs that we will have as a V-Lab on the cloud, and he can also access resources in the NIITstudent.com, and he can have a collaborative learning environment with other students as well. So it's a phenomenal learning availability for the students. It directly results in learning effectiveness of a completely superior order. Secondly, is the student is also free from physical location dependence. So that really is a very significant feature for a given student, because he doesn't have to get into a train or a bus and reach the center in order to get access to education. He can do it right from anywhere. And from a company standpoint, it allows us easier launch of new products, because the whole physical duplication, making it available in hundreds of locations, we just get rid of the need for it.
Carrying inventory
just goes out of the domain. And we can actually start accessing segments of customers who have hitherto not been able to avail of this because they have a physical bondage to a location and a timing. And the bottom line is that it will provide us the non-linear growth opportunities that we're looking for. So it's a very, very significant initiative, and one in which we have seen already early success.
Okay. After GNIIT, which is the other course you plan to launch on this cloud campus platform?
Immediately following this is something called the PGPIT, Postgraduate Program in Information Technology, is what we're going to launch. There are a few more products which are on the anvil, but we will keep releasing them as we go along. Plus, existing products, also we will start converting them onto this platform. That is the whole intention.
Okay. And you have a lot of banking courses and all. Are you planning to convert them to cloud campus?
Eventually, yes.
Okay.
That's why we've gone about really making a robust cloud campus platform to enable that eventual end state.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and then one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. The next question is on the line of Vishal Agarwal from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, if I look at the three segments, this quarter on a YOY basis, margins have declined in two of the segments, and they have shown improvement in the CLS business. Now, if you could give some direction in terms of the margin, the trend, the trajectory over the next three quarters, all on a YOY basis, that will be very helpful.
Okay. So, why don't I ask Raghu to talk about his segment?
Now, the individual front, we have had basically delivery enablement expenses that we have put in the last quarter, and this is going to continue to the next quarter as well. In terms of a rough magnitude, I can say about 12 crores is the impact on the operating expenditure. About 40% of that has been incurred in the first quarter. The balance, most of the balance will come in the second quarter. To that extent, some of the lower margin that you're seeing in the individual segment is a result of that, and we can expect a similar impact on the running forward the second quarter as well in terms of a margin impact. Now, the purpose why we're doing all this is to render the margins at a slightly higher level going forward in a steady state. And we will start picking up margins in the second half of the year. And for the whole year, we are looking at a level which is comparable to the last year. So the dips in margins that you see in the first, that you saw in the first quarter, you're likely to see in the second quarter, will be picked up and recovered to render the year at a margin level similar to the last year.
And in volume also you can finish.
Yeah, in terms of volumes, we had indicated about an 18% volume growth for the year. We are looking at a similar trend for the whole year. Although I should say that in the current quarter, Q2, we do expect some softness because of the delay in the realization of the benefits of the channel restructuring that we've done in some of the international markets, and also the scholarship campaign, the results of the scholarship campaign. These two things will be slightly delayed, and to that extent, the growth in the second quarter will not be as robust as you've seen in the first quarter of the individual segment. But when we look at the whole year, it is a postponement of what we would have expected in the second quarter, and therefore we are continuing to track the kind of numbers that we've spoken earlier.
So therefore, Vishal, in answer to your question, in overall sense, we had earlier projected that we would be in individual learning solutions at about 18% growth. This, by the way, is a substantial acceleration over last year. And and despite the delivery 9.0 or cloud campus initial expenses and readiness expenses, we would still be able to maintain the margins for the year, which of course tells us that in the following year, when we will not have these expenses, margins will improve further. So that's as far as individual learning solutions is concerned. Corporate learning solutions, I'll ask Sapnesh. Sapnesh?
Yeah, as we had indicated when we met on a yearly call last quarter, that we guided for revenue and EBITDA growth of in the 18% range and margin improvement in the 150 to 200 basis points for the year on volume basis. And we are tracking to that forecast at this point in time, and we believe that we should be able to continue to track to that over the year.
Okay, and then as far as schools was concerned, last year we had a depressed year because of the reorganization of business, and therefore we are looking for an overall positive upswing. This quarter you wouldn't have seen the benefit of that, though you would have seen it in the non-government schools. But going forward, Raju, would you like to share? We are looking at a revenue growth of about 25%, and we are also looking at 100 to 200 basis points improvement in the margin as we go forward. Raju, anything more you would like to talk about in school?
Yeah, just to add that the first two quarters we are engaged in increasing our capacity to sell, which means adding the sales force. We talked about it last quarter. And our presence in terms of number of cities, which has gone up, it was 40 at the beginning of this year, and we are now at about 65 cities, and by end of this year we would be in about 90 cities. So first two quarters we have intake of fresh people, their training, and that will start demonstrating results by the end of second quarter onwards in the non-GSA segment, non-government boot segment. As far as the government boot segment is concerned, like we just said, we continue to de-emphasize that and stay with selected cases and also ensuring that execution happens to the ones already in hand.
Sir, if you could just give me the CLS margin guidance once again, I missed that point.
Okay, so CLS margin last year was will improve by 150 to 200 basis points.
Lastly, some data points. If you could give the gross debt, gross cash, and the debtor in terms of absolute numbers. I missed the gross debt part that you had given earlier.
Okay, I'll do that. Gross debt. There you are. Gross debt at the end of the quarter was 3517. Gross debtors was 3625. And cash was 557.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Vishal.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avnish Chandra from Equity Masters. Please go ahead.
Sir, since you merged ILS and new business, so it is difficult to find out how your new business segment is doing, like the performance of IFP, Imperia. So can you comment on those businesses, how they are faring?
Okay. As we had guided last quarter, last year, one of the issues, one of the things which we did in the last quarter of last year was an integration of all these businesses. But I'm sure Raghu will be able to share with us some color on how individual each of those businesses are doing, the Imperia and the IFBI part of the business. Yeah.
Okay. If you look at the, just to give you a little bit of a color, in terms of the banking business, Vijay already mentioned about the significant growth in the enrollment. The outlook going forward is even better than even what we've had in the first quarter for the banking business. And and as we mentioned last quarter itself, this business, the last quarter, made profit. And it is continuing to improve in that dimension. As far as the management training business is concerned, we have further renewed the contract, our arrangement with the Indian Institute of Management in Kolkata. In fact, we've added another program for it. Now, the beauty about these two businesses is that they will start leveraging more and more the reach that the rest of the businesses are having in the form of centers. And that is what we are doing by the program called NIIT One World, where increasingly more and more centers will offer, apart from IT management courses, as well as banking finance courses, as well as the BPO courses. And as far as the BPO training business is concerned, I think they mentioned it earlier, the B2C, business to consumer facing side of the BPO training business is being marketed through the individual learning segment and the centers that we are currently having. Therefore, to that extent, all the three businesses will enjoy the marketing and the reach of the large network of centers that we have, both own centers and franchise centers. This is by way of a qualitative commentary on the way these businesses are looking, we are looking at.
Okay, and in the last con call, you mentioned about you have some problem in African country with distribution system. So, how they are faring now?
We mentioned not that we are having a problem. We were going to restructure the way that we are going to some of the markets. I had mentioned specifically about Nigeria. That particular initiative is complete. And the results of that will start showing when we are going into the large scholarship-based enrollment season now. That is what I mentioned earlier in answer to another question. Scholarship program is going on and going on well. The enrollment and the revenues arising out of that will start a little later this year than the last year. and that is one of the reasons why I mentioned that some of the international revenues get a little bit pushed to the next quarter. And to answer your question specifically, yes, the work that we are undertaking is complete, and we are now looking at a steady state growth of business in those markets.
And sir, one last question. Can you comment on your business from Evolve?
Well,
So Evolve is a little company which is very focused on soft skills and English language. And we had acquired this company a few years ago. And as a part of that deal, it was there was a last part of the equity to be acquired, which is what we finished acquiring during last quarter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and then one on your touchtone telephone. We have a follow-up question from the line of Amar Maurya from India Nivesh Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hello, sir. I was disconnected in between.
I'm sorry to know that.
I'm sorry, sir. Probably it will be a repeat question. I just wanted to know, like in individual learning solution, this time the margins has declined. Any specific, I mean, in terms of the quarter-over-quarter basis. So is it because of the seasonal nature of the business?
No, it was as we had guided at the end of last quarter, that this is the quarter in which we have to implement the cloud campus or what was called Delivery 9.0.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the quarter in which salary increases are stepped because this is the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that the third is also the rental changes also take place.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, our business is seasonal. And therefore, if you compare ourselves with the same period last quarter, last year, which is quarter one of last year, then the comparison will be appropriate.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So, like going forward, now since the implementations are done, can we see the margins should see some traction from here onwards?
Yes. So, very much like in the quarter one last year, our margin was around 11%.
Okay.
But for the year, the margin was 18.4%.
Okay.
Similarly, this year also, as Raghu, I think when you were disconnected, pointed out that over the year, we expect the margins to be 18% plus.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you,
sir. Last year was 18%.
Okay. So it's 18%. Yeah, 18.4 or 18.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay,
18%, and that's the level at which it will be this year as well. So, yes, you are right. The margins will improve in the...
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and then one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please press star and one at this time. The next question is on the line of Chetan Wadia from GHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So my question is on the corporate learning solutions. Can you just briefly touch upon the outlook that you provided in the early part of the con call?
For the corporate business?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So we said that our growth in this business would be around 18%. In volume terms, and we would have 150 to 200 basis points improvement in our operating margin.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and then one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions at this time, I would like to hand the floor back to Mr. Vijay Thadani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us on this call. Truly appreciate all your questions. And I just want to reiterate the fact that we are very excited about the three platforms of growth that have got launched. The initial responses are good in managed training services and online products. I think the rest of the year is cut out for execution. In case of cloud campus, there is an opportunity for expansion of revenue and enrollment. And in the N group, once again, there is an opportunity for expansion. With these, I want to thank you. If there are any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate to write to Kapil Saurabh from Investor Relations, and we'll be very happy to answer you. And we invite you all to come and experience the cloud campus. If you would like to, please do contact Kapil Saurabh. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of NIIT Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.